That's us recording. Yep. Certainly, I'm Alison Payne, and I'm the Research Director at Reform Scotland. Certainly, well, Reform Scotland was responding to the Scottish Government's consultation on the draft strategic police priorities for Scotland. And we certainly welcome the emphasis that the priorities placed on localism and accountability. But we're concerned that they don't explain how different policing practices can be pursued in different areas of Scotland, reflecting the different needs and circumstances, if it's all under the direction of a single chief constable in a single police force. Well, although we were against the creation of a single police force, we accept that that's not going to change anytime soon. So what we've come up with are a couple of ways in which Reform Scotland feels that localism can be re-injected into the single police force. And that's through the governance and funding of the police. We believe that there should be a change back to the old system of funding, where there's roughly a 50-50 split in funding of the police between local authorities and the Scottish Government. So the adage goes, he who pays the piper calls the tune. And if local authorities have a direct say in terms of the funding, that's giving greater accountability and a greater role for them. But also in terms of the governance, we believe local authorities should be directly appointing somebody to represent them on the Scottish Police Authority. This shouldn't be an additional resource for them. Although they previously, under the previous regime, contributed between 49-51% of funding, that came from the grant that they got from the Scottish Government. Because of the way the local authorities are funded, the money comes from the government anyway. It's more that they have a say as to how much then goes on towards the police. So what happened when the police were centralised is that money then went directly to the police. It didn't go to local authorities. So it's what we're basically calling for is a reinstatement of the old sort of tripartite sharing system of policing in Scotland, where local authorities, the Scottish Government and the police authorities all have a sort of an equal role and a role to play within policing. Well, I hope they take them on board. I hope they, as I say, we welcome the emphasis they've placed on localism and accountability, and we believe that they are issues that they recognise need to be addressed. And hopefully they'll consider what we are saying as ways in which localism can be put back into the police force. Before the change, whilst we accept that the old 8-4 structure was far from perfect, many people said that, you know, 8 police forces was too many for a country the size of Scotland. However, if you look across Europe, many countries have far, far more police forces. They tend to have one strategic police force that deals with high-level crime, but far more local police forces, because an awful lot of crime is local and it will vary depending on the local area and the local circumstances, and there'll be different local priorities. What's right for central Inverness is not going to be the same thing that's needed in Glasgow. And having a greater role for the local authorities in these issues is one way to address those differences. Well, I think it's ways in which we can make the current structure work better. We accept that this change has happened and now it's need to make sure that it's not a centralised police force, but a single police force that reflects local differences. And that's what we're trying to work towards. And as I say, we welcome the Scottish Government's emphasis on localism and hope that they take on board our suggestions. We felt that there was an emphasis on localism in the draft priorities, but there wasn't a great deal of explanation as to how that can be delivered. The one other thing that we would like to say is that we're very pleased that the Scottish Government has dropped its 1,000 extra officers pledge. We called for them to do this in 2015 and felt that an arbitrary target of police numbers wasn't the right thing. It was taking what should be an operational decision and making it a political one. So we're delighted that the reforms that Scottish Government has backed our call and has dropped its arbitrary pledge on police numbers. The problem was, and we looked at this issue in greater detail in our report, Thinning Blue Line, that there are have been plenty of suggestions that because the number of police can't be cut, backroom staff and civilian roles have been cut, and as a result, police officers are then backfilling the roles that were previously held by civilian staff. 1,000 extra officers doesn't necessarily mean 1,000 extra officers out on the street, especially if you're having to cut civilian roles. And so what we're saying is that it should be up to the Chief Constable to best decide how to deploy his police force. Yeah, that's everything.